Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Friday the 16th of October, Rabbi Yonason Royd, Noach.
Pasuk tells us, and Noach came out of the Teva after this Mabel. Pasuk says, Vayochel Noach Ish Adoma. Noach profaned himself and he planted a vineyard. Vayesht min hayayin, Vayishkar, he drank from the wine, became shikha, and the story with Cham, and so on. Question is, the Pasuk says, Vayochel Noach, it was something, seems to be a contradiction to Kedusha. Indian of Chulin, that's some aspect of Chulin. And Chazal, as Bepiman, Noach, they call him Ish or Adomo. Originally, Noach was a Noach Ish Tzadik, Tomim Hayobadei Reisov, a Tzadik, a Tomim. Nowhere else in the Torah do we find these compliments about anybody. And here, he suddenly turns into Ish or Adomo. And the Chazal contrast him to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu originally was called the Ish Mitzri. Then he went to be called Ish Elikim. And here, something, Noach did something wrong. And perhaps to make the kasha a bit stronger, Zohar Kodesh states that the teva of Noach was like an Aroin Bris. It's like the Oran HaKodesh and the Kodesh Kodshim. So Noach was in this teva, in this Aroin Bris, in the Kodesh Kodshim for 12 months, and he comes out, and he goes and plants a vineyard. That's the first thing he has to do. Akasha, the Mephoshim ask. In order to answer this Kasha, let's go back to the beginning of the Sedra. The Torah calls Noach Ish Tzadik, before the Mabel actually happens, the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Noach, Ki oischa ra'isi tzadik lefonai b'adeir hazeh. So the beginning of the Seder, he is a tzadik, Tomim, and now he is tzadik lefonai. Where was the Tomim? What happened to it? So Rashi answers that when one is talking to a person, you don't say all the compliments they are to say about him. Behind his back, you can say what you want. Mixas shvochai b'fanav, a bit of the praise that there is to say about him, you say in front of him. But shaloi b'fanav, you can say the whole lot. So when the Torah is relating the greatness of Noach, Noach's not there. Eile tonos Noach, Noach ish, tzadik, tamim. But when you're talking to Noach, into his face, you're talking directly to him, v'yom elikim l'Noach, you, I have seen a tzadik. So the tamim falls away. The question is, why did the tamim fall away more than the tzadik? It could also have been good. So Mephoshim talk about it. Meshech Chochma says like this. We have to understand the difference between a Tomim and a Tzadik. The Gemara says, Tomim bedrochov and Tzadik b'masov. What does that mean? So Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, what is the definition of a Tomim? A Onav and a Shofol. A humble person, that is a Tomim. A tzaddik is below chomos. So in other words, Noach had two qualities to him. Tzaddik, he wasn't involved in any form of geneva or averas ben odom lechaveroi. And Tomim, he was a humble person as well. So now, Noach lived through two generations. The generation before the Mabel and the generation after the Mabel. Before the Mabel, Noach was outstanding in the fact that he was, compared to his generation, he was a tzaddik. Kimbala ha'aretz chomos. The whole world was filled with chomos, with stealing, robbing, and the like. Noach was a tzaddik. What is a tzaddik? B'lei chomos. After the Mabel, Noach could have gone round thinking to himself, I saved the world. After all, it was Noach, his wife, his three children, their wives. Noach was the one that saved the world. So the whole existence of the world is in b'schus of Noach. He didn't do that. Noach didn't feel that he was the cause of the continuation of the world. Tomim, he was an honor. Honor of Shfar Ruach. So now, taking the whole life of Noach, B'doira Yisov, the door before the Mabul and the door after the Mabul, he was a tzaddik. And the Tomim, he was a tzaddik before the Mabul and he was a Tomim after the Mabul. The second pasuk, when the Rebbe was telling Noach, Ki Oyscho Reisi Tzaddik Lefonai B'doira Zeh, in this generation, you have the outstanding quality of tzaddik. Tomim is not relevant. After the Mabul, you can get the extra title of Tomim. In this generation, you are tzaddik. Shmuel Diskin says a different pshat in the difference between tzaddik and Tomim. A tzaddik is a person who can control his Yetzirah. Yosef had tzaddik. Yosef managed to control himself in that situation that he was in. Pitbeit b'yitzray, he managed to control his Yetzara. Whereas a Tomim is somebody who believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam. A Tomim, Tia im Hashem Aleikecha, the Pasuk says you should be a Tomim, and Rashi explains, don't look what's going on in the future. Now, don't worry, don't turn towards Ma'oninim and Kosmim, all the magicians and all those types of things. Tomim is somebody who is complete in his Emunah. The Avera of Deir HaMabul was the Yetzirah of Taiva, the Yetzirah of Chemdas HaMomon. They had a Yetzirah for money, they had a Yetzirah for Tava Seilam Azeh. It could be, we have no proof otherwise, it could be Bizman Deir HaMabul, they believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But, Rashi says, Gilei Aroyos, Shfichas Domim. They did Gilei Aroyos, Znos, Shfichas Domim, murder, Gezela. Rashi doesn't mention Aveda Zorah. Could be they believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the problem was that the Yetzirah, and they didn't, and they gave in to their Yetzirah. Noach was a tzaddik. Noach controlled his Yetzirah. Same as the Meshech Chochma in that point. Ki oyscho reisi tzaddik lefonai b'doir hazeh. In this generation, you are a tzaddik. Because in the generation of before the Mabul, the Aveira was the Yetzirah, which pushed them to do Aveda Zorah, not Aveda Zorah, Gilei Aroyos and Shvichas Domim, and in that, Noach was a tzaddik. What happened after the Mabul? After the Mabul, sometime later, we had the story with the Deir HaFloga. And if you make a cheshbon, how long after the Deir HaMabul, the story with the HaFloga took place, Noach was still alive. In the time of Deir HaFloga, what did the people of the world want? They wanted to ensure that Kivyochan, they wanted to fight against the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chalila, and they wanted to ensure that a Mabon would not take place again. Hovon, Nilbano, Levenim, Nisafol, Isreifa, we'll make a town, we'll make a Migdol, Roshe, Ba'ashamayim, Vayirad Hashem, Lirois. The Avera that they did was Benos Om Mikedem. They travelled away from Kadmoino Shel Olam. They went away from the Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was the chait of the Deir HaFloga. Shulib adds on another point in this. He says, Vayhi Om Echad Sofo Achas. They were one nation, and they were Kol Haaretz Sofo Achas Udvorim Achodim. They were one nation. One nation. What does that mean? One language and one nation. They had one motive in life. When it comes to conflict in the world, often the cause of conflict is a religious one. That religion against that religion. When it comes to this pasuk, the pasuk says, Sofa Achas. They all had one ideal and one goal in life. There's an advantage in having Shalom in the world, but there's also advantage that each one keeps to himself in his way. When there's a Shalom in the world, when everybody is all going on the same line, then some people could be dragged with the majority, and who knows what can happen. The Dvorim Achodim, they were all going on one line. And the more powerful amongst them managed to persuade them to serve Avodah Zarah. Noach was saved from that wrong idea of Aveda Zorah. Noach remained a Mamin, Noach remained a Tomim all his life. Says the Pasuk. Ki oyischara isi tzadik lefonai badoir hazeh. In this generation of before the Mabul, what was the Avera? The Avera was Yetzara. Noach, you controlled yourself. You were a tzaddik and you had no problems. You managed to survive. Therefore, tzaddik lefonai badoir hazeh. When it comes to the generation after the Mabul, the Doir HaFloga, you were a tomim, you're a mamin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in general, again, taking the whole life of Noach, you have a tzaddik, tomim, you're a tzaddik beforehand, and tomim afterwards in Doir HaFloga. Yet, when it comes to this generation before the Mabul, Oyschora Yisi tzaddik lefonai badoir hazeh. We see from this, the tzidkas of Noach. That Noach survived the Doir HaChet, Doir HaMabul, the Chet HaTaiva, and the Doir HaFloga, and the Chet of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, in the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev, the Pasuk says that Yosef was Ben Zekunim Hulai. We also like saying this Pasuk. Yosef was a Ben Zekunim of Yaakov Avinu, and he made for him this coat. Rashi tells us, what does it mean Ben Zekunim? First of all, he was born in his old age. In the Kashan, that is, he wasn't the youngest. Binyamin was. Why was Yosef called Ben Zekunim? Another point Rashi says at the beginning of Vayeshev is Ben Zekunim, Veloshen Chochma, Bar Chakim Hulei, as the Targum says, that the Torah that Yaakov learnt in Shem Ve'Eval, he gave over to Yosef. Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's going on here? First of all, why did the Targum take it out of its poshup shat, Ben Zekunim? Why did the Targum say, Bar Chakim Hulei? What's wrong with Ben Zekunim? Kamashmoy, that he was born in his old age. Elamai, the Targum must have had this problem of Binyamin. If so, what does the Pasuk say? Ki osei ohav aviyem mikolechav. The normal thing is, frequently, a father loves his youngest son more than the others. If Yosef was a Ben Zekunim, the youngest, I understand, ki osei ohav aviyem, he loved him because he's the youngest child. But if he's not the youngest child, why did he love him? Barachakim ulei. The Targum had to change it and say, Barachakim ulei, he was the cleverest. The Torah that Yosef, that Yaakov learnt in Shem Ve'Eval, he gave over to Yosef. So why were the what was this jealousy of the brothers? Because he wasn't the youngest. The kasha is, why did he teach him that Torah? Let's take the kasha further, says Rabbi Yaakov. Why did he teach him the Torah that he learnt from Shem Ve'Eval? Why didn't he teach him the Torah that he learnt from his father and his grandfather, Avraham and Yitzchak? Avraham and Yitzchak also had yeshivas. Why did he go to Shem Ve'Eval? The Teretz is, let's think about who Shem was and who Aver was. Shem ben Noach. When did Shem live? Shem lived, he was 100 when he went into the table. So for 100 years, he lived through this Doir HaMabul. For 100 years, Shem had seen the Chet Doir HaMabul, the Chomos, the Gilui HaRoyos, and all those Averus. Aver lived after the Doir HaMabul. Aver lived through the Doir HaFloga. So Aver saw Avodah Zarah. Shem saw the chait of Doir HaMabul, Chomos, violence, all those things that went with it. And Aver saw the chait of later. Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef the Torah of Shem Ve'Aver. The Torah of Avraham and Yitzchak were Torah which is taught in the yeshiva. The Torah of Shem Ve'Eval is a Torah that needs to be taught to somebody who is going out into the wider world. When Yaakov Avinu left Yitzchak's house to go to Beis Lavan, he had been learning Torah for 80 odd years already. Yet he went for 14 years to yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eval. What did he go there for? He had learned Torah by Avraham and Yitzchak. The Teretz says he had to learn, as it were, a different aspect of Torah. He had to learn a Torah which is relevant for Golus. and he went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, who Shem had lived through that Dor HaMabul. He went to the yeshiva of Ever, where he had lived through the Dor HaFloga, and that is the Torah that Yaakov had to take with him before he went to Beis Lavan. Yaakov knew Beruach HaKodesh, that Yosef eventually is going to be a leader outside Eretz Yisrael amongst the Goyim. So Yaakov needed to teach that Torah to him, a Torah of Shem and a Torah of Eva, where Yosef is going to be successful elsewhere. The brothers didn't know what was going on, and the brothers were jealous. Why? So he adds on an interesting point. He says like this. Pasuk tells us that when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they were going to get a Rechush Godel. V'achri chen yetzu b'Rechush Godel. What is this tremendous wealth that Klal Yisrael were going to get when they came out of Mitzrayim? The true wealth they were going to get was Torah. And the Shvatim understood that. So the Shvatim knew when we're coming out of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, all 12 Shvatim are going to be part of this acceptance of the Torah. When the Shvatim saw that Yaakov is teaching Yosef Torah, he got jealous. They thought that Yaakov is designating Yosef to be the only successor of his to receive the Torah. That's what they were, Kanu Bayechal. That was their brother's mistake. That wasn't the real motive behind Yaakov teaching them. The real reason of Yaakov teaching them was teaching Yosef because he needed this Torah for Golus. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky says there. In other words, it's another point in this life, in the world, before the Mabul and after the Mabul. Noach went in the Teva, the Ibn Shem told him to. But Noach had been told and saw various interesting things that happened in the Teva. There's a famous Beis Halevi in this week's Edra that the Torah says that Hinani Mashchisom Es Ha'oretz, I'm destroying the nations of the world. Es Ha'oretz means with the land. As Rashi points out, three tfochim of the depth of the plough, in other words, the top three, top soil of three tfochim was removed. Why did it need to be removed? Says the Beis Halevi. Human beings, they got bechira. Animals don't have free will. How come the animals, hishchis kol basar, animals also did the aveira of crossbreeding? How did they do it? Says the Beis Halevi. When a person does a mitzvah, it creates kedusha in an environment. And if it creates kedusha, other people are influenced by it. And when chalila people do aveiras, it creates tumah, and again other people are influenced by it. When the world was full of malach haaretz chamos, there was so much tumah in the world that even the behemoths were influenced, and that caused the crossbreeding. And the only way to start off, if I can use the word, a new world, the only way to start it off had to be to get rid of any zecher, any chelik of tumah that was there from before the Mabul. If you want to start off afresh without this tumah of chomos, without the tumah of znus and so on, it had to be completely eradicated. Hinani mashchisom es ha'oretz. The Kli Yokor adds on to this, and he says, Ve'ato kach lecho mikol ma'achal ashei yochel. Take for yourself food. Mikol ma'achal ashei yochel. Fake the akasha, make a bit more lamdish, fake the akasha, say, do alocha of avudah mimenu mikolot. Which means, if a person sees a river is overflowing its banks, and it's going to wash away all sorts of belongings, I am allowed to take Yenem's things. Why? Because it's going to be destroyed. It's avudah mimenu mikolot, mishot for now, I'm a certain, taking a general alocha, but under certain circumstances, I can take it away. Fake the akasha. Va'ato kach lecho. What does l'cho mean? L'kachtem l'chem b'yom harishon. It has to belong to you. Why does it have to belong to Noach? Anyway, it's going to be destroyed. Let him take it. So the Kli Yokor. We're starting off a new world without any zecher of what went on till now. We're trying to get rid of every possible shaychus, any possible connection to what went on beforehand. No zecher of chomos and no zecher of znos and so on. L'cho, make sure it's 100% ownership, it's yours. Don't go and buy it in the shop. Make sure you don't take from anybody else. Now, Noach comes out to the table, and what does he see? He sees the world completely destroyed. The top soil's gone, There's no zecher of anything that went on beforehand. Maybe Noach felt, I'm all right. I don't need to stand on guard so much in order to protect myself from anything. There's a chazal that says, Kadesh atzmacho b'mutaloch. A person should not go up to the limit of what is allowed. He should stand back a bit, refrain. The taina against Noach was, you brought into the teva certain saplings in order to plant, to start off the world afresh. So Noach perhaps felt, why can't I start off with Geffen and plant a vine? There's no concern that I will fall for a trap of what wine does to a person. I don't need to be concerned about it because we're starting off a new world. There's no zecher of what went on till now. That was Kenzain Neach's mistake. The Bali Musa say on the Mishnah, Al Tamin Ba'atzmachad Yom Yischa, anybody, any madrikan, any level, however old he is, he has to be careful. One never knows where the Yetzirah will get you, at what age, at what situation, whatever it is. Person always has to be on guard for the Yetzirah. That little, perhaps little mistake which Noach did was, he felt he's okay. He's lived in the Kodesh Kodshim. He's lived in the Teva for 12 months already. He's had Nisim Geluyim. And if you think about what went on in the Teva L'Chaira, the Nisim that went on there, how it's per the Ramban, and the other Rishonim ask a Kasha, there was no room for all the animals. There's no room for all the animals, it's true. And where did all the food? There was room for all the food. How much does an elephant eat a day? And he had to take in 365 portions of that. And every single animal, b'chole, b'chole. He saw Nisim Geluyim. And Bemis is Maduik in Pasuk. In Pasuk state, Nisht, that he took food for the animals. Take for yourself. Take food for the human beings, and there was enough of that. The Wenshan will make it. So he saw these nisim that was going on. So Kenzain, he felt himself sure he's okay. I mean, Mela, that'll be in that day. He won't need to be on guard so much. And that was his mistake. I think the Musa Askel is, unfortunately, say, Yeah, but there's not enough food. It's not shaykh to fit in one floor on the food for all the animals. So it's not possible. In Poshek, it won't fit in. The Kenzain, that is the Indian of the certain things one does after Yom Tov, and Isru Chag and the Ilus Chag. One can go through a Chodesh, Elul, and Tishri with all the chizuk that comes with it. But if one doesn't do anything to keep hold of it and to internalize it, it can be lost. On Shtek from the Rishonah, famous word of Ma'ar Cheshvan, Noach is always Ma'ar Cheshvan. Ma'ar Cheshvan is Mlosha Marachshin Sivsasi. The lips are still mumbling the Nigunim on the Efshet. Should be more important not to mumble the Nigunim, it should be to mumble the Kabbalahs that one made over that month. That is what Ma'ar Cheshvan is about. In other words, to internalize the Kabbalahs that one had from them. The Ikka, what Noach's mistake was, as we say, he wasn't careful and took a geffen. Perhaps I should mention some simple halachas which are relevant to wine. Because after all, what went wrong with, as it were, with Noach? He drank the wine and he vayishka became shikha. To our posuk in Parshas Shemini. The posuk says in Parshas Shemini, Yayim v'sheichor al teisht. Don't drink wine. A kohen is not allowed to drink wine when he goes into the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah. So that chelek is not so much negeah for us nowadays. And Yirtzeh Hashem will have a Beis HaMikdash, be negeah then. There are other halachas which are based on this posuk. And that is paskening shailas. The lav of the Torah, don't drink wine, go into the Beis HaMikdash. A rav is also not allowed to paskin a shayla when he's drank some wine. Why not? I don't know. Torah says lahayros. Torah says by teaching. If pashtos one thinks, the reason why you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to drink wine, is pashtos he'll make a mistake. If he's under the influence of drink, he'll make a mistake. And that the Achronim ask a kasha, simple kasha. The Rav is going to ask him the wrong shayla. He's been over the lav anyway.
Also, he's allowed to drink other things besides the ayin.
So it's not shikha then? So it's not shikha. So it's not shikha. If it's not under the influence of drinking, it's okay. The reason why the Rav says there's two halachas there. There's a lav of lifnei yivar loisitein mechshayin, and there's a lav of drinking, paskening when he's drinking. What is the lav of lifnei yivar loisitein mechshayin? Now, in other words, lifnei yivar loisitein mechshayin, don't pasken something that's wrong. The lav of not drinking is putting yourself in that situation where you could be wrong. Ke'ilu it's a psula guf. I am not fit to pasken a shayla now. Why? Because I had a glass of wine. Whether I pasken correctly or not is irrelevant. The lifnei yivar loisitein mechshayin is only when you make a mistake. Whereas the lav of drinking and paskening is even when I get it right. One's got nothing to do with the other. The lav is still there. Perhaps it's more relevant. There's a famous meister with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, they say it. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Seder night, we all know, Kalamar Belasaper, Areza Meshubach, and all the children come to Shurum first day Pesach. What time did you finish? I finished later. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was very makbid. He came home from Mariv, and he finished the whole Seder from beginning to end, from Amishtana to Nirza, in a very short time. He asked him why. He said, it's very simple. Because if a person, Yushalayim, Irem Leo Chachomim Vesayfrim, and if I spend a long time over the Seder, once I've drank a Revius wine, I can't pass Kanshailas. And if people have problems, Seder night, who will they go to? All the Rabbonim have drank wine. You drink wine, you're not allowed to pass Kanshailas. So therefore, he used to finish off the Seder quickly. And once a person has drank wine, if he goes to sleep for a short period of time, he's got an out of the effect of wine, maybe he can pass Kanshailas. So he used to drink, go through the Seder very quickly, and go to sleep for a few minutes, and then v'chalamar be'avshah, chalamar be'lasaper after that nap. By the way, Du'alocha, the Ramban writes, in Torah Sa'odam, the Ramban writes, that a doctor, maybe a Tzolom member perhaps as well, I don't know, but a doctor has got the same halacha as a dayan in this aspect. He's paskening dinei nefoshes. And Mimela, a doctor is also not allowed to be under the influence of drink when he paskens. What is more negeya perhaps is tefillah. A person drinks wine, is he allowed to daven? So shikar is also liyispalel, as we know from the story of Chana, vayachshaveho, eili leshikaira. And the reason for it, the chayil is poshet. The reason is that a person who is davening, the Torah calls tefillah aveda shavalev, and what does wine do to a person? It knocks him out. He can't use his kayach harikos. He can't concentrate. Although the Chashul Chana asks the kasha that a person who davens without kavana, he does not need to daven shmones again. Yet a person who davens when his shika is tfilosai toy eva, it's abomination. It's not accepted. And when he comes sober, he does have to daven again. So now the Teretz is Boshet. A person who approaches tefillah and he wants to daven and he just happens to remember something, his mind wanders. Okay, his mind wanders. But a person approaches tefillah after having drank, he's sort of a psula guf. His mamash also on him to daven. It's the person that's to blame. The Gemara says in end of Psochim, on the Pasuk, Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomal, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asis Seudah LeTzadikim, La'asis Lava DeBaruch Hu Make a Seudah for Tzadikim, and after having eaten and drank, the Rebbein Shem will look for a candidate to bench ala kois. And the Gemara eventually says David HaMelech is the one that benches ala kois. We're talking about wine, the Ibn Shalalfim, we should be zeicha as soon as possible to see this kois shal yayin to be
I just want to make a report to this Shabbos thing because there's a lot going on next week and I want to just make it clear what's happening. So, firstly,